Playing today's hits and yesterday's favorites. This is Jam FM time once again for Town Talk. Today, speaking with First Link Coordinator with the Alzheimer's Society, Chris Rask. So we've got the Seniors Expo returning. Let's start by just reminding people, what is this returning event?
Yeah, so we're really excited to be hosting the North Algoma Seniors Expo, an active living fair. It's going to take place on Wednesday, September 13th at the Mishpacotten Memorial Community Center in Wawa. And basically, it's a public education initiative, and we want to increase awareness for everyone about all of the available programs, services, and products for seniors. There's a real focus on sort of healthy living at all ages and the importance of socializing, nutrition, exercise, mental health, safety, and security. The Seniors at Risk Committee, as well as the Wawa Goose Seniors Center, are planning the event and getting together all the volunteers that are going to be help running the event. They are doing this in partnership with the Older Adult Centers Association of Ontario, with funding provided by the Government of Ontario.
I've got an idea of what it's like from past years, usually some displays and all that sort of thing. Much the same format then?
Yeah, that's right. So we do have the Exhibitors Hall, and this year, bigger and better than ever, we have over 50 exhibitors at the trade show, many from Wawa and from North Algoma, White River, Dubreuilville, Mishpacotten First Nation, many more from Sault Ste. Marie, and some coming from as far away as Thunder Bay and Toronto. So all kinds of exhibitors. Some are government agencies, some are businesses, many are not-for-profit health organizations. So it's really a great opportunity for folks to come out and see what's available for them. It's almost like a one-stop shop to learn about all the local and regional community services to support seniors and all the government programs they're entitled to as well. Lots of those exhibitors bring fun little swag items and little takeaways that you can collect, as well as resources. And so we'll be providing every participant with a little expo bag that they can collect all of their goodies in.
All right, sounds like a nice time. And I know in the past there have also been presentations and a lunch that will be happening as well.
Yes, absolutely. So the lunch is absolutely a drawing point. We have been fortunate that Judy Page Moore Catering will be catering a nutritious lunch. This lunch is free for all participants, and it is being sponsored this year from the Wawa Rotary Club, so we're very thankful for that. In addition, we do have two seminars planned, one just before lunch and one after lunch. Collaborative Care Algoma will be coming to do a presentation about power of attorney and substitute decision makers, as well as advanced care planning and goals of care discussions. As well, we will have the North Algoma Diabetes Education Program talking about nutrition and healthy eating and that type of thing.
Very helpful things for people to learn about, and again, many vendors, and as always, the big draw, that lunch. And you were saying that's open for participants, so let's remind people who is able to or encouraged to attend this event.
So it's primarily for seniors, but anybody can come to the event. It's open to the public. It's free to the public. Doors will open at 10 a.m. and it will be open until 3 p.m. Also, there may be some care partners that would be interested, or family members who have concern perhaps about someone who is a senior in their lives.
Is there any cost?
No, not at all. The only thing, we are offering free transportation. So if folks are requiring transportation, they should call the Wawa Goose Seniors Center at 705-856-7000. 7394 to book transportation in Wawa or Mishapokotin First Nation or to and from Hawk Junction and or Dubervilleville. We also have a van coming from White River, and they can book transportation to White River as well.
Great to hear. It's open for so many people, not just in Wawa, but surrounding area, and so accessible in that sense.
Yeah, we find many of the health organizations, really North Algoma is their catchment area, so it really made sense this year to try and include all of the areas. I just wanted to mention as well that we are offering everything in English as well as French.
Anything else you want to make sure to mention before we go?
Sure, I just want to mention as well that there will be health clinics. So we have the Algoma District Paramedic Services doing blood pressure checks, as well as the North Algoma Diabetes Education Program doing blood glucose testing. If folks want to have that done, they can do that there as well.
Well, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much, Daniel. Hope to see everybody on September 13th.
Once again, that is Chris Rask, the First Link Coordinator over the Alzheimer's Society here in town, joining us for Town Talk, heard at 9:30 Thursday mornings on Jam FM.